Well, Te Tauriki, which is the Iwi Māori Partnership Board in the Ngāi Takiwā, has launched a Māori-led health monitoring framework grounded in kaupapa Māori values, revealing stark disparities in cancer, cardiovascular and mental health outcomes, while offering a pathway for systemic transformation across the Ngāi Takiwā. Dr. Maira Patu is a board member and is a leading advocate for Māori health equity. She has deep expertise in kaupapa Māori methodologies and has played a pivotal role in shaping this year's monitoring report, which centres whakapapa, whenua and whānau wellbeing and its approach to health accountability. Te tuihine, thanks very much, Maira, for calling, for joining us here on Atu Tū. Ko te ao, tēnei, ngā mihi.
Oh, tēnā koe, and thank you for having me.
It's good to talk with you, thank you. Well, what makes this framework, Maira, distinctly kaupapa Māori, and how does that change the way that health data is interpreted?
Great, thank you for your question. Our kaupapa Māori framework combines robust quantitative analysis, so that's just the numbers, with whānau voice, grounded in te ao Māori concepts. And by whānau voice, I mean qualitative research, so that's our whānau stories and their experiences within the health system and their solutions for a better health system as well. We view the data not just as a technical exercise, but as part of a broader narrative about whānau, whenua and whakapapa. And this approach is not only scientifically rigorous, but it ensures that monitoring is both evidence-based and culturally relevant to our communities.
Tēnā koe. When we gather this sort of information, Maira, we do it in a sort of delicate way, a Māori framework for research methodologies, which makes sense. Our people then trust those who are garnering the research. But as you say, it's not just about collecting the data, it's collecting the stories of perhaps health inequity and compromised access to health services. We're talking some really important kaupapa here because cancer and cardiovascular mental health issues are rife within our communities, particularly our Māori communities. So how important is it to garner that trust so you are able to paint a clearer picture of the realities facing those who perhaps struggle to access services, struggle to get navigation through a complex system? What would you say about the way that this data and information and stories were compiled?
The stories and the data come from already established kaupapa methodologies research. They've come from our community and our team of data analysts that work for Te Tauraki have looked at this data. They've used non-deficit framing. They've focused on what we do well and what whānau Māori expect from our health system. So it's a completely different way of looking at the data. The problems and the solutions are there in our stories. The data tell just one small bit of the challenges and the good experiences whānau have.
In developing a framework, we need support and resourcing. If this is conducted in a particularly Māori way in a system that now seems to favour a one-size-fits-all approach, how will you advance into that system and access the resources needed to address our Māori situation amidst a climate of, everyone is the same, one size fits all?
Yeah, look, we know that one size fits all does not work. That approach has failed Māori for decades. And as you see in the monitoring report, particularly for wahine Māori, face the highest burden across multiple areas, and the data shows clear gendered patterns that require targeted, culturally grounded services, and that is part of our role as Te Tauraki, is to work with Te Whatumura and the Ministry of Health to ensure that resources are appropriately managed and targeted at our population.
We are aware too that the coalition government is favouring a government-appointed health advisory board, and in many ways, as we've spoken to other iwi partnership boards, Maira, it might have sidelined those perspectives. Are you confident that even though the challenges for Māori within the system are stark by the work that you've been conducting, that it's still going to get it's still going to be difficult to get it across the line, get the resourcing needed to address the disparities because of this reliance, I guess, that the coalition government has on this government-appointed advisory board.
Yes, it is concerning. You're right. We have the data. We hope that our government is evidence-based and will look at the data and follow the data. We know, again, one size does not fit all, and we hope that the advisory board and the government will partner with us and allocate appropriate resources to Māori health need. We're not going anywhere. Governments change, and we will continue to do this, mahi. We will continue to monitor and continue to advocate for our people in the Ngaitahi Takiwā.
Thanks, Maida. But this is life and death situations we're talking about here, and this disparity that is so blatantly obvious for wahine Māori in particular. I mean, there's a risk of some not getting the treatment that they need, some sadly dying and leaving families bereft because of the slow responses to such data. So if the situation in your project highlights the desperate need for wahine Māori, how urgent is it that there is some intervention to coincide with the obvious data you've compiled and the stark picture it paints?
Yeah, it's extremely urgent. And I'm going to flip this a bit and talk about some initiatives that have worked and just to demonstrate how we have got pathways already that we know that work. So, for example, our HPV vaccinations. So they demonstrate that we've created a clear baseline that enables us to track progress and hold the system to account. The HPV immunizations, we've achieved parity, and so it shows what's possible, and our framework helps target resources where they'll have the greatest impact. And we saw what was possible during COVID too, when we hand over power and appropriate resources and funding to our communities, to our Māori health providers, ask our communities how they'd like services delivered. It's going to be hard, but I believe we've got examples and seen clear examples of how this the health system can better service our people. It's going to be tough. It's a tricky environment. There's such excellent points that you are bringing up.
Yeah, kia ora. Well, thank you. But, you know, as I say, the importance of it shouldn't be lost on us. The issues with cardiovascular, mental health and cancer. So we've got wahine whose stats are dragging the chain, so to speak, from mainstream. So we're in desperate circumstances. We've spoken in sort of generalisations about the need here. Could you be any more specific about where the challenges are, particularly cardiovascular, as the risk of just going crash and mum or dad are gonski. So, you know, we know how urgent this is. What sort of picture does it paint, particularly in these areas, Maida?
So with regard to solutions for cardiovascular risk, cardiovascular disease, that we do a thing called cardiovascular risk assessments to calculate the risk of heart disease. Māori have lower access to those to that screening and lower access to primary health care and treatment. Also, with regards to cardiovascular disease, the evidence is really clear. Māori are less likely to be treated for hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and the other risk factors that impact cardiovascular disease. So better access to primary health care, better treatment once we get there. And what I mean by treatment is not only the medications, but also that the way that our whānau are engaged with to ensure that they feel safe and comfortable going back for follow-up treatment. There are multiple little steps that we can improve to improve access. I'd also like to say that the health system is one part of these numbers and these outcomes. Housing is so important, education, mahi, and our interactions with the justice system and our experience of racism, all of those things impact our health of our whānau, and the health system is a small part of that. So it's a massive social issue as well that all systems need to be involved in.
Tēnā koe. Firstly, thanks to your team for collating the data. And of course, a framework has been constructed to try and address the challenges. So it's one thing to highlight the disparity, another to table suggestions to help address them. So I mihi to your team and to yourself as well, Maida, for getting into this space. It's a sort of kaupapa that we've long known, but we need to also put up solutions rather than just highlight the shortcomings in the current system. Really appreciate your thoughts and perspective. Thanks so much, and all the best to Tauraki, the iwi-led health kaupapa in the Ngāi Tahu Takiwā. With us, Dr. Maida Patu. Thanks, Maida, for joining us. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. You're with Urban Māori Radio.